Hello, math astronauts, my explorers, my everybody that is studying something in this world. I'm a huge advocate for continuing education. And I wanted to share with you some techniques and tips that I call 10 astronaut-approved study tips on what I've learned that has helped me with my ADHD, with not for those that don't have ADHD, but like tips and tricks on how to study better for anything, whether you're going into engineering school or not, or pursuing the stars like I did wanting to work for NASA. And I call them my 10 astronaut-approved study tips. Things that have helped me that I've learned from amazing influencers around me, especially at NASA and also in engineering school, that I think that will be highly applicable to your daily lives. These are some tips that I've also given my math astronauts when I'm doing math tutoring with them, as well as my wellness clients when they're trying to focus on their wedding and special events. So here it goes. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. All right, so let me just clarify this right now. You know, I mentioned that these are these are 10 astronauts approved study tips, I like to call, because I call myself the math astronaut, teaching my math astronauts. But also, I like to also emphasize that these are some techniques that I've given to my wellness clients when they are working towards a certification or they're studying for something or they're preparing for an event. This can also be very applicable for you as well. These are things that I have learned that will help you towards meeting a deadline, a goal that has to happen. But I'm going to just specify study tips because let's just go with that mindset for now, but you can apply it to anything else. All right, here we go. I have 10 tips. Here we go. Number one, brain dump. Okay, brain dump. It's so big. I did this with a client in my wellness coaching when she was a bride. She was like, everything's in my head. All you need to do is write down everything that's a to-do list on your mind and put it on paper, put it on your reminders app on your iPhone or anything that will help you know that it's there. Because some people just don't do that and it just stays in their head and builds and builds. And sometimes the most simplest task will feel so overwhelming that you start to freeze and panic and freeze and break down. So do a brain dump so that way you can relax knowing it's on paper, it's somewhere, and you can get back to it and you don't have to keep thinking about it. Number two, make countdowns. Countdowns. Okay, so this is like I have a countdown app on my phone and it lets me know when this deadline is, when this test is, when I'm going out of town. And I have found this to be unbelievably valuable because it lets me not procrastinate. It's weird because some people say like, oh my gosh, I don't want to know when this comes up. I'm like, well, I have to know because it's going to come no matter what. I might as well pace myself, you know? And how to really take my procrastination out the door is by knowing how much time I have left to not procrastinate. Because it just creeps up on you. I remember when I started the semester, I literally started a countdown as to from the first day of school to the last day of school of the semester at Purdue, how many days did I have? And it said 81 days. And I told my friends, guess what? This class is over in 81 days. And all my friends were like, oh my gosh, Leila, that's just so overwhelming. I'm like, no, it's not. It actually just lets me know that, hey, between this time and this time, I'm not going to be doing anything else because that's all I have to focus on is this class and the other classes. So it lets you compartmentalize things. Countdowns. Try it out. It really works. Number three, create an environment to study in. Okay, so what that means is by creating an environment to study in, what I'm saying is create your special space to do your work in. So an example was when I was studying for my fundamentals of engineering exam, which is the FE, it's what you take to become an EIT. It's the test you take before you become a PE, a professional engineer. It's like an 8-hour test. And I had made it my New Year's resolution in 2013 to study for this test and pass it for the third time. I had not done well the first two times, and that's what led me to taking it a third time. So I had a dedicated bag with all my books, my pencils, everything. That was my study bag for just this topic. I had a room to study in. My friends who are listening to this, you know where that room was. I was always in that room studying. I didn't go, and nowhere else was that room, the study room, except that room. So I created an environment to study in, and I just basically made it my dedicated area. And then that was nice because it allowed me to just say, hey, this is, you are in study mode for this topic. And I'm doing the same thing right now for my nutrition certification. I'm creating a dedicated space to study in so I don't have to always hop around and find like the closest plug and the lighting and everything. Like I know that environment, but this topic is foreign to me. So going into a foreign place every single time to study something that's foreign to you is not going to align with well with me personally. But if you go somewhere that you know what the environment's like, as you're learning something new that's foreign to you, it will make it easier to absorb and less overwhelming. Hello, math astronauts. Are you struggling with math or anxious about that test that you're about to take, especially the SAT or ACT? Well, look no further. That's what I'm here for. I am actually a math tutor and a test prep tutor. I like to call myself a math coach as well as a test prep coach because I'm coaching my math astronauts to reach for the stars, being able to do this themselves. So if you are struggling with math and you really want someone to kind of guide you or give you a boost in your math confidence, I would love to help you. So go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram or on my website, LailaAlieh.com, LailaAlieh.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you about more about what it is I do as a math coach and helping you reach your full potential. All right, let's get back to the show. The next tip is sleep. I cannot emphasize that enough. No all-nighters. They don't work. I don't even know who came up with that option, that idea, thinking that was a good idea. But it wasn't until I met my husband last year at Purdue, he taught me there's no reason for you to do an all-nighter. And that was the semester and year that I had the best GPA ever. And he was like, treat school like a 9-to-5. So I did that. And then after 5, I was able to unwind and relax. And that was eye-opening for me to like not let to let sleep be part of the studying. You don't stop studying. Your sleep is allowing you to process the studying. And if you don't have processing time, you're just going to go into overdrive and burn out. Just like a computer does. You need to turn off the computer sometimes, right? So it can cool down. It's the same with your brain. Sleep. And I highly recommend that 8-hour time frame. Shoot for that 7 to 9 hour sleep. You will feel like a better person. You don't need that caffeine as much and nor those energy drinks. And it really helps. And I can tell when I'm working with my math clients, I can tell that they have not slept. And with my wellness clients, and their bodies are not changing, I can tell that they didn't sleep well because their body is in an inflammatory state. So sleep is huge here. And I might do an episode on this about sleep altogether. So I think that is going to happen. So stay tuned. I'm going to make a note about that. Okay, so then the next tip after that is going to be setting boundaries. Now, when I say set boundaries, like that means parties, events that are not allocated to the goal you have in mind. Like imagine this test is so important to you. Imagine this event that you're preparing for is so key in your life, okay? This test, the graduation, getting that grade up, all that. So I would recommend that you really reduce the amount of parties you go to that require you to drink or that require you to be up late, whatnot. It's just not worth it because you want to like allocate time. So I personally allocate 2 weeks to a week before the test to not go anywhere and study. And that was just because I have ADHD and I knew that that was a huge distraction for me. But I also, being a person that has ADHD, we look forward to our goals and our rewards. So for me, I set up a goal to actually go to events and parties or anything after the test, like look forward to it all together. And I tell this to my SAT and ACT students who are really like procrastinating on this test, or the test is making them so anxious, is that we literally do those countdowns and we set boundaries with our loved ones and friends and say, hey, I love to spend time with you, but not until after this date. That's when I finish taking the SAT. And it's a great thing. And that's where my mindset is. You work hard, you play hard, or work smart, play harder. You get what I'm saying? Is be smart about it, okay? This can wait so you can play later. Then the next tip is ask for help. I mean, Google can go so far, your textbooks can go so far, but if you're really not understanding the topic, ask for help. Go to those office hours. Ask questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question other than the one that you did not ask, because, you know, everyone else is thinking the same thing. And try to really surround yourself with people that are really uplifting, okay? That's another tip too. The next tip is take breaks, okay? One day at a time. So you shouldn't have to study the whole time, because I think you need to process things. Just like you're sleeping, that's a long break, but to take breaks in between studying, I highly recommend the Pomodoro method, which is 20 minutes on, 5 minute break, 20 minutes studying, 5 minute break, or however length of time you want to give yourself a break. It's key because it will allow you to absorb the material and it'll be fantastic. Also, taking breaks like watching a movie is fine. Watching happy shows, happy movies. I remember watching National Treasure and it was so uplifting for me. I needed that. I loved it. The next tip is working out. Working out, I cannot emphasize that enough, because this stuff is stressful. You need to release it. And sometimes going on a walk, working out, doing yoga is awesome, because it gives your brain a chance, it gives your body a chance to work on other things and less on your head. So it's just a nice little break. Your brain's getting a break, but your body's not getting a break. So it's a way to kind of expel that energy out, and it's going to help you stay calm. And the last area, this is probably tip number 10, also possibly 11, because I just gave another tip right there, is your nutrition. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. We ignore this a lot. Sometimes we skip meals, but I really want you to focus on fats for energy. Think of it as an energy source, like a burning log. Carbs for your brain to process the information. Your brain does not work if there's no carbs. And then protein. You need those amino acids. So your muscle, your brain's a muscle. Your body needs protein to keep that muscle on you, from you burning off of that muscle. It's a fuel. It is energy. It is calories. It is, you know, you are burning so many calories, you need to take in calories. And whether you're a college student or not, you are burning calories left and right, and you need to eat whole foods. I'm not saying go to fast food, go have sugary drinks. No, you need to eat whole foods. I call the rule 80-20 for a reason. 80% clean, 20% whatever you want. So like, I can have a cupcake, but I'm going to also have a salad. Let's just say that. You know, I do believe in not depriving myself at all, because then it causes me to want to eat more of the things I should not eat. So I'll talk more about this later, but in terms of my 10 astronaut-proof study tips, here they are. I really hope this was valuable to you guys. This was stuff that I learned the hard way. This is stuff that I was given advice to when things were not working for me. And I've even dived into figuring out what has worked for others. So enjoy this episode. Share this with a friend. If you really got value from this, please, please leave a review. But most importantly, share this with people that you may know that are struggling to study. And for someone who has ADHD, dyslexia, and also, you know, struggles to like go long hours without eating and always has to have a snack, these are things that have helped me stay calm in a parasympathetic state. So therefore, I don't have to go through this again. And when I say again, as in struggle, take my classes again, experience failure, all of that. These are things that I have followed through that actually worked for me the first time around when it came to taking tests and taking a class and not having to repeat it. So anyways, I will talk to you guys later. Hope this was very helpful. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.